You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, MLB Network, former Oriole, he is Billy Ripken. What's going on, Billy?
Hey, boys, what's going on this morning?
Doing well. Of course, the Ripken Report was sponsored by Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast. Billy, we know you're covering all the league, man, doing a great job with that. But we got to ask, well, at least I want to know, from a national standpoint, as we're year three into this Mike Elias rebuild, what are folks thinking and expecting on a national level from the Baltimore Orioles in 2021?
Well, I think first and foremost, you look at the minor league system, and it's starting to rank much better according to the minor league system ranking experts. And you look at some draft choices that they've had, you look at Rutschman, and you think the future's bright. So what you're hoping for is the system, whatever was traded away and whatever you brought back, is going to be the key, you know, to the future. So we've looked at a couple teams in the past, the Cubs, the Astros, that completely tore it down, and they got a world championship on their mantle to go with it. So it seems to be a system that can work. The problem with it for the fans is you go through some really lean times, and you got to buy into the whole process that it's going to work moving forward. So if you have draft choices high, you can't miss on them. And what you trade away, you better bring some pieces back into your system. So when they all click at once, you got something.
Yes, sir. Hey, Billy, what about the it seems like it's a big concern this year with pitchers wanting to protect arms, you know, talking about carrying up to eight starters just to, you know, just because you don't want your young guys throwing too many innings because last – is this a valid worry since last season was so short that now you've got a 162-game season? Does it make that big a difference?
You know, I'm not so sure because we just covered the Marlins, and they're talking about holding one of their young studs, Sixto, back because he missed a little time with COVID, and they're talking about starting with four starters to begin the year because of some of the off days. So I look at it in a couple of different ways, and maybe I'm going to look at it different than most, but I think these boys should be pretty fresh from not logging a whole lot of innings.
Right.
Now, I can't expect a guy to throw 50 innings one year and then 200 the next, but I don't understand the way these guys train, the way they try to stay in shape. If I'm asking my guys to make 33 starts, and yeah, give me six innings. And, you know, that's 198 innings, if my math's right. So I don't quite understand the major concern over this, because I think there's a few more extra rounds in that arm simply because they didn't throw that much last year.
Well, I always love story time with Uncle Billy. Do you have a favorite opening day memory you could share with us?
Well, it seems to me I'll play victim, but when we opened up the 92 season in Camden Yards, we ended up winning 2-0. Sutcliffe came over. I got a sack bunt down or a suicide squeeze down, and they were still showing the replay of the double hit in the gap that scored the first run. So mine seemed to go just unnoticed, you know, completely in the thing. So we won 2-0. I put the second ribby up on the board, or the second run up on the board with the suicide squeeze. But I remember when we went into Camden Yards, and, you know, I didn't think anything was wrong with Memorial Stadium until we actually went into Camden Yards. And then I said, okay, there was a lot wrong with Memorial Stadium. But that opening day is one that I won't forget. Sutcliffe threw a CG and a shutout against the Cleveland club, and we won 2-0.
Here with Billy Ripken, MLB Network, talking some baseball 2021. Billy, I got a chance to watch some games from a lot of teams, and no surprise, we knew he was a great ball player. But it seems like, and I didn't think it was possible, has Mookie Betts taken it yet to yet another level?
You know, Mookie's pretty incredible. And, you know, with all the conversation swirling around Francisco Lindor and this possible extension with the Mets, I went back and looked at some of Lindor's numbers because I'm saying he's not too far off Mookie, and that's what he wants. And he is a little bit off of Mookie, though. And when you saw Mookie last year in the World Series with the Dodgers, you saw him score from third base on a ground ball to the first baseman with the infield in. His instincts are pure. It's unbelievable because the size of this guy, if anybody gets to stand next to him, would be surprised at how kind of small he is compared to some of these other dudes that play the game. And he's got thump. He's got instincts. He plays the outfield well. So he is a complete baseball player, no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And I think the Dodgers understood what they had when they made the trade. They're the ones that snatched him up and gave him the extension. And it looked like that's the first really big, big money guy that went on in the baseball world, I believe, and won something. If you think about the money that's being spent, you know, Trout's out there, Machado's out there, Tatis is out there now, and they got better. Bryce Harper's in Philadelphia. That's where all the money is, and they aren't winning. And the Dodgers figured out a way to spend that money, and they had enough around Mookie to get it done.
I believe the worst part of going through a rebuild is actually going through the rebuild, you know, being a fan. What are you looking forward to this season? I mean, assuming they're not going to, you know, contend for the American League East pennant and all, what do you look forward to this season?
Well, if I'm an Oriole fan, one, I get the opportunity to, however slight or however few many fans get to go to the ballpark, we get to do that again. And I think that's first and foremost, because I think we're all in agreement. Camden's probably still the best yard in baseball, in my opinion, to go watch a game. It's just kind of perfect. So that's first and foremost. Second, you want to see some of these young players that are coming up, the service time guys that are low. You want to see them show some flashes here and there. But it's really what you're hoping for is you're going to scan the minor league games. You're going to see what the guys are doing. Your eyes are going to be on when's Rutschman going to make an appearance, because I wouldn't start him too soon if you don't have enough pieces around him. So I think that's the whole key right there. One is going out to the ballpark and seeing games again live and in person. And I miss that probably as much as anything. Even watching the games on TV, there's just something not right about seeing the empty stadium or the cardboard cutouts that, you know, replace the fans. So first and foremost, and I know this is kind of shallow, but getting out to the ballpark and seeing it live and in person yourself, and then you make your determination on who you're rooting for and who you hope is going to be around when this tide turns.
Hey, Bill, where do you stand on the big personalities in baseball? We're seeing more and more celebrations, fist pumps from pitchers, bat flips, the bravado, guys like Trevor Bauer, Fernando Tatis, Acuna. Like, do you like that stuff? Do you think it's good for the game, or are you a little bit more old-fashioned?
Well, Jeremy, you know I'm a little bit more old-fashioned than that. Some of the stuff that's going on and watching, you know, Bauer do his stuff in spring training, now pitching with one eye closed and everything else, he's taking it to a whole new level. But, you know, the thing about just having fun, I'm not opposed to having fun, but it seems like it's getting to a certain point, if you've ever competed at anything, that when does that line get blurred on you are being personal towards somebody? And when that happens, you're bound to have certain things flare. And I don't know where the end is going to be, but I always use speeding on the highway as an analogy. What's your line? If it's 65, do you think you can go 74 because you're only 9 over? If you go 80, are you pushing the envelope and definitely going to get hit? Because there's always the ramification for something when you cross the line. So that's the one concern I have on it. I just don't buy, you know, I didn't mean anything by it. And it goes back to Jose Bautista when he did the bat flip in Toronto. He stared right out at the pitcher and then threw the bat. And if I'm pitching right there, I'm going to take that a little bit personal. If he hit that home run 9 miles off of me and ran around the bases, I can handle being beat. I don't think I can handle being shown up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.